8:25 on May 5th, 2015, and this is the Safety Committee meeting. And present are committee members, myself, Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Doug Hain, and Mark Lukey. Other council members, Katie Capellini, Sandy Hessman, and Jason Mishka. Also joining us, Chief Rodas and Kevin Aller, as well as Leslie Brining, Mayor Stow, and Toby Schroyer. The primary agenda item today is police use of cameras. We know that's been a high visibility topic in our country, and it seemed like an important time to kind of get an update from the chief about what we're doing, what our resources are, and having a discussion about whether there should be any change in the current strategies.
Thank you. I'll give you quick spiel on our technology, what we have. Back in 1999, we purchased in-car cameras. So that's how long we've had in-car cameras in our marked vehicles. During that time, we used to record the data on the VHS tape, so that kind of tells you how old they were. But in 2009, we updated, went digital, and we record everything. It's downloaded. As soon as our cars come right into the parking lot, everything's automatically downloaded to the server. So we have that happening. And once the server gets filled up, then it's taken to a disk, and we store the disk away. And since 2009, we have all the disks of everything that we have. So we haven't disposed of anything as of this date. So with the in-car cameras, just to kind of give you a little spiel on what they are. We purchased them from L3 Communications Mobile Vision, and you put them right up onto the dash of the car. We have both frontage of view, and we also have cameras in the back, the rear seats of our marked police cars. So that way we can keep track of all prisoners, and it's mandated anytime we have prisoners in the cars that we record them and we videotape them. So I have 13 cars that have in-car cameras. 11 of those cars have the rear camera ones. The other two belong to DARE. So we don't, we shouldn't have to be transporting with our DARE vehicles. So we have that happening. Everything is recorded. The officers also have what's called a mic pack that they carry on them. And once they're out there on a traffic stop or anything else, it's activated and it's recording all the audio that's happening. And I would say 90% of our contact with the public is through traffic stops. So the other 10% on the in-car cameras, if we go to an incident and it's not a traffic stop, they can turn the cameras like this and they can turn it, if they're, doing their jobs. So we have that.
Is that manually activated?
Yeah. Chief? Once the car started, it's the camera comes on.
Okay, but I mean the mic sound back. Camera, the mics. Do they have to turn it on?
When they have to turn it on. Okay. Yes. So.
And is there a way to? Is there any review or compliance to know that at every stop they have turned it on, or is it like an optional thing for them to turn it on?
No, it's not optional. They're supposed to have it turned on. Okay. And if they turn it off for any particular reason, they have to articulate why they turned it off. So we have all those procedures in place, policies on that. I can show anybody our policies if you wish. We pretty much have a lot of things. This kind of show you what this is our policy on the in-car cameras. So we have that happening. Just kind of it tells you what the officers are supposed to be doing and not doing out there. We also have on our tasers, anytime the officer takes their taser out and they activate it, we have cameras on the end of these tasers. So that's recorded. It doesn't record the audio, but it records the video. So even though they may not use it, they have to activate and turn it on. The camera's rolling. So we have that happening. So. As for other technology that we have, yes, we do have surveillance equipment. I won't go into all the ins and outs of our surveillance equipment, but we have video and we have audio. And we could have a little surveillance camera in here right now. We're watching Toby. So we have a lot of capabilities in the police department to record a lot of things. As you see inside the police department over there, we have security cameras. So almost everywhere you move within that building, you're on their camera, and especially down in our detention area. Our old jail area, everything where we have prisoners, everything is videotaped. I mean, so we try to do it right down there. That's pretty much.
Can we keep all that in perpetuity?
Yeah. We haven't gotten rid of one, because when we do a retention schedule disposal, it takes about every 7 years we'll get rid of stuff. Sometimes we just get too busy that we don't have enough time to get rid of that stuff. So we keep it.
Even the constant feeding stuff from the building, we keep in
that
too?
That stuff automatically gets after 90 days, okay. I believe.
All right, yeah. Unless you needed something,
unless
you grab
need
it and save it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, okay.
Going back to the in-car cameras, you have what's called evidence, and you have the other term. It kind of eludes me right now. But the officers, when they download, they can mark what they need. They mark it as evidence or the other thing. So then it tells them automatically that this stuff will be retained for evidence. So, and with the court, a lot of times they request our in-car camera video, especially in on OVI arrests. So we send over a disc to them. I think more and more prosecutors are becoming probably too reliant on tapes and just not a report. They want the tape and everything. So that's pretty much commonplace out there with every police department.
Chief, what's OVI?
Operating motor vehicle while intoxicated. Or a DUI. Yeah. I mean, it used to be DUI, it used to be DWI, now it's OVI. Yeah. So.
And that includes alcohol or drugs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much what we have ongoing with our technology out there.
So I think that's helpful. I'm sure there'll be questions, but I'd love to hear you give us a little feedback on your thoughts about the use of body cameras, because I think that is something that we're seeing, mm-hmm. Getting a little leg right now in the media, and certainly there are pros and cons. Can you share a little bit
sure.
about that with us?
Body cameras, you have to take a look at the body cameras, right? What is current right now on the market? By the time we would go out and buy body cameras, I'll guarantee you that it's going to change. It's a new thing that's out there in law enforcement. I think it's come about back in 2009. Basically, in your metropolitan police departments, Washington, D.C., L.A., all your major ones, in which they've had numerous complaints on, police brutality and whatnot. We in Sylvania, I can tell you right now, we don't have such complaints. Occasionally, we get complaints on rudeness by the officer. You might get a complaint, profiling or something like that. Well, I mean, there's so far and few in between that we really don't have that happening out here. The body cameras themselves, if you ever seen it, it's a little about the size of a pager. And it can weigh 2.5 to 3.5 ounces. The video degree on it varies, depends if you get the basic brand or you get the Cadillac version. You can go from 80 degrees to 130 degrees. You get that. The problem is it's not Wi-Fi, so you have to download those manually when you come out of the car. So, plus, if you know anything about the video storage here, you have to maintain a lot more storage for videos. It increases, so you have that happening. You have a lot of other things that, with the data retention, You know, you have the cloud-based storage out there now. Can they be hacked into? Yes. I think anything can be hacked into. Doesn't matter if it's FBI controlled, it can be hacked into. So you have that. You know, the problem you have with the body cameras right now, besides, you know, you have to have policy out there when and when not the officers are going to use this. You have privacy invasion type problems that are concerns out there. You have open records stuff out there. I mean, if we went to that, you would have to probably have somebody take a look at stuff like that, and it takes about 6 to 8 hours. You know, if you're going to redact something, you have to take a look at the whole everything out there. And to be honest with you, right now, we have enough cameras out there. We have it in the cars, our contact with that. We have audio recording. We have pretty much everything. That I'm not really into a great rush to go into body cameras yet, although I feel it's a thing that's going to be very beneficial down the road. But I would like to give it time to research, do some testing, evaluating of the different things that are out there, and let everybody else be the guinea pigs on this before we are.
Leslie, we have had no suits filed against us or complaints that would have been addressed by body cameras.
No, Mayor. And just, I did ask our clerk of court to pull some statistics on how many resisting arrest charges have been filed in our court by city officers. In 2012, there were 4, and there's about 10,000 cases, I just using round numbers, 10,000 charges that are filed every year in our court. So that's 0.04%. In 2013, there were 5 charges filed for resisting arrest, and in 2014, there were 7. So, and I didn't check on the disposition of them, just on charges filed.
The chief's recommendation is to let this issue proceed more in other departments and let the technology get to where it's going to be. I'm sure that these are going to be Wi-Fi uploaded in the future sometime. There may even be a system where it'll upload through the car system, mm-hmm. So the car and the body cameras will be tied together. There are also privacy issues and privacy procedures that need to be developed in all departments, and we don't need to do that here. We don't have a problem here. It's my opinion that body cameras will be standard issue, standard equipment in a few years, but they are not to that point yet.
Yeah.
If you had a major metropolitan area where there are real issues and complaints, I think we'd have to jump into it. Lucas County has just bought some, and Toledo has some. But for the time being, and it's not a financial decision, it's not necessarily that much money, but I think we ought to let this one develop a little bit more before we jump into it. If you recall, we were not the first department in the area to have the in-car dash cams. Ottawa Hills had those, and they were on the national network television that showed a car chase going through Ottawa Hills. And that's when I first became aware of them, and we started with Chief Saab. I said, we ought to take a look at these. And he took a similar approach. Let's study it. Let's let the technology get better. And those old VHS tapes, we used to have a whole bunch of those, and we'd circulate them, I think, every 30 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They did not work very well, and you couldn't see very well on them.
No, we could.
I don't feel the need to jump into this right now.
I think that it's helpful to understand what's happening already, which sounds like there's a lot of good opportunity to observe and evaluate what is happening in the field. So I appreciate that. The good work that you're doing, Chief, is very valued. And I'd like to have some feedback from the group, from the committee members. My sense is that this is something that we should continue to keep an eye on, but I support the concept that we might not want to be the first ones jumping in, and supply and demand is probably going to drive cost up at this moment.
Well, in the the back door is going to be tremendous. I mean, you have departments out there right now jumping,
going crazy,
and
yeah.
By the time we place an order, it may be 2 years before we get them.
Yeah, you know, I know there's the logistics piece of that, and I totally agree with the policy of waiting and seeing. But I think we also need to wait and see what the legal system is going to do. I mean, we haven't seen any real suits yet about HIPAA violations or about invasion of privacy. I think it might take a while for the plaintiff lawyers, Doug, to get involved with this and see, you know, what they bring to us and how the government responds. So I think that's as interesting to me as the logistical piece.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. It's premature at this point for Sylvania, I think.
So it's public record stuff, too. So we have all these cameras. We have saved those, and those are out there for subject to public records.
If somebody asked for that, it would take. But you know, the good thing about, you know, public records, I work on my own timetable. Yeah. So if they give me a specific time that they're looking for, I'll certainly get that to them as soon as possible. But if they ask me to check out a whole year or something like that for a particular incident or something like that, it'll take time. Mm-hmm. But I honestly have not had, I cannot recall the last time I had a public records request besides going over the court by any John Doe citizen asking for anything. So.
Is there any law on how long you have to? Is this, they treat these videos just like traditional paper?
Yeah, there is case law on how long we need to keep those. And that was one of the issues with the body cameras.
Yeah.
So far, everybody has a different length of time that they are keeping the tape. I think we could probably get rid of a lot of it, but
we haven't. Did you mention we had a 90-day loop on?
For the security cameras.
Is that recognized as
reasonable
and ordinary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already been approved by these, you know, in our retention schedule.
Yeah,
you know, on the RC2, we have the 90 days, and actually I just sent to the Records Commission to update our retention schedule. So that'll be happening here very soon. But you know, with the in-car camera stuff, as soon as I get this updated version of the RC2 approved by everybody, I will go ahead and dispose of a lot of stuff that we have in storage, especially some of the older discs on the in-car camera stuff. Because I'm lacking space downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cramped.
It's a space and storage issue.
So,
you know, as you generate more information, you know, mm-hmm. retaining it has costs associated.
And do you have a feel for how the officers feel about it? Because there's a factor here that protects them as well if there's a dispute or a claim against them. Do they think we'll wait and see? Do they want to have them, things like that, or is it?
Well, it's just like when we first went to the in-car cameras, you know, you're going to have some resistance, and
right.
Body cameras will be no different. But, you know, it's like everything else. It's good to have that other documentation out there, and that's the reason why police departments are going to the body cameras. It provides more documentation. Right now, we have sufficient documentation with our in-car cameras, with our audio. We have everything out there. Report-wise, they have to generate reports on anytime that they have to activate a taser. They have to do a report on that, whether or not they use it. Anytime they use extra force, they have to document that, and we have forms that they have to fill out. So right now, I think we're pretty sufficient.
Okay, so that was a really good question. And a non-city article that I read about this issue said that in the recent past, about 50% of the officers were in favor of body cameras and the other half weren't. But after they wore them for a few months, 90% were on board with it because they felt it did document that they were being professional.
Right.
And outside observers felt that the officers did respond more professionally because they didn't know it was being recorded. I think there are positive things that come about for it, but that's still all developing. But it's a very good question.
So I thank you for your time. I think the conversation's been very helpful. My sense, again, looking for input from the committee members, is that we'll continue analysis and evaluation of the possibility of use of cameras, and at a future date, if there's a need for a recommendation to come forward, the administration would put that in place for us. My guess is that we'll loop back at some point as we continue to see what happens in the larger part of the country and how it unfolds. There may be another time when a discussion is necessary, but I think right now, good information, no formal action required.
I think there's some great, I mean, I think we heard some good things today about why we would postpone a decision on moving forward with body cams, including the fact that the technology is rapidly developing, that in Sylvania, we don't have a lot of, we don't have a, the sort of issues that are being addressed on the national media. The, those resisting arrest statistics are very indicative that we don't have those issues. The absence of any civil suits is a further confirmation of that. And when you put that all together, I think we're, it's not just justified, but it's prudent for us to allow the technology to develop before we move forward on these new body camera technology devices.
Thank you. With that, I would ask if there's a motion to adjourn the meeting. Oh, wait, is there any other business to come before the Safety Committee? I'm sorry. Does anybody have anything else critical to say?
No.
Okay. A motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
We're committee members.
Oh, that's right.
I'll second that. Mark got it, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much. The Safety Committee meeting is officially adjourned at 8:50.